It feels great, you know. You always want to start off with a good note, and it was tough. You know, obviously at the start they run very hard on us, and we had to slow the tempo down. But just to get the win and to get the chemistry together, we still have a lot to work on. So to get that win makes us a little bit more easy, you know. Instead of coming in and we have the pressure, we need to keep working. But we still know that we're still a couple of steps behind, and so this week we need to pick it up a little bit and. Hopefully we can continue getting the wins.
You started racking up a few personals earlier there.
Are you sure?
In Adelaide, yeah.
I think I did. Yeah, I won first foul, yes. On DJ, of course. Just to let him know that I'm there, because I know he's a really good player, you know, so I had to give him a little foul a little bit. I went to AIS with him, so I had to let him know that it's not going to be that easy, you know, especially because I know he runs the floor real well. So, yeah, got a couple early ones, but... with Trevor and with the defense we play, it kind of puts me not in too much pressure to cut the third foul. But yeah, but I still continue to be aggressive, and that's what I keep doing, because we have a lot of players coming off the bench as well. So I'm going to keep playing physical, and if I get foul trouble, we have Tommy or Maddie there. So that's the luxury of having this many bigs on the team, and it's been great so far.
Is that important for you to be imposing? I mean, that's the way you play, and you won't shy away from that?
Of course, that's my number one gift, I think, is being physical. Also, is my size. So a few more games, a few more practice. Hopefully, I can get in better condition and go out there and I can consistently play more minutes instead of having breaks. But, yes, I got to be out there being physical, because there's way more quicker guys than I am here. So that's one advantage I have on them, but I also have a disadvantage of quicker guys that I'm playing against and also could shoot the three like DJ did.
Don't take this as a rude question, but do you want to trim down, or do you like the way you are at the moment? Is that the way you
want to
play?
No, of course I want to trim down. I let it know since I got here, and that's one of the reasons I came out here, because I know the organization is going to look after that. I was with Trev, Dale Philpott, our physio, and then also Sheldon Williams, so they kind of know my body, you know, from the national team. So. Yes, I want to trim down a bit more. Hopefully, I lost a few kilos since I've been here, so I'm heading the right direction. And without the help of Trevor and the staff, wouldn't be possible, I guess.
It's a rude question to ask a female, but for you, how many would you have lost? Because I saw you jumped on the scales just before.
I've lost 6 kilos since I've been here, so I probably have another 6 to go. And hopefully, if I keep losing some more, and that's a bonus, you know, I want to get as light as possible as I can. And I'm heading the right direction, and hopefully that at the end of the season that I'll be a force, and I'll be a lot more fitter and a lot more consistent minute could be played from my part.
And you'll play your part hopefully in Rio. That's the ultimate goal.
Exactly,
as well.
That's my ultimate goal. But also, I don't have any personal goals, but it's to come here and help the organization. It's a great one, you know. They have a great history, so also to come here and. Built onto that legacy of this club in Perth Wildcats, so I got to focus on that as well, and that's my number one priority right now. Yes, I have personal goals that I want to get to, but also I got to do what's right while I'm here with this organization, which is try and get to the championship.
Do you think you'll enjoy playing in front of the jungle and 11,000 Perth Wildcat fans?
You know, the last time I played here was probably in 2007, so of course with everybody talking about the how they set up, and you know, it's like an entertainment, and can't be distracted, but also want to go out there and win. But yes, of course, you want to go out there and see the fans. Like I played with the crowd that was that big, and it's a great environment, you know. So to come out here, I'm excited, and they're going to be our six men on the floor, so we have an advantage. And obviously, I heard the crowd was amazing, so I can't wait to perform in front of them.
You like to engage with the crowd. Obviously, you like to, you know, yell and scream a
little bit. Of course, it's an emotion thing, you know, just to get your team going a little bit, and obviously myself, because, you know, I'm not like how I was when I was in my rookie season, that I could dunk the ball every time that I could. So, yeah, exactly. I want to make at least have some passion about the game, because, you know, it's hard work when we come to train every day, and you love the game, so when you're out there and you do something nice, you want to pump your teammates up and then get on that momentum, so you can keep on going and get the other guys excited on the bench and when you're on the floor. So, yeah.
Have you heard much about the rivalry between the Wildcats and New Zealand? Played in a lot of grand finals in New Zealand.
Yeah. I heard that. You know, I followed the NBL when I was over in Europe or in the States, so it's been an ongoing thing for me. So I definitely know about that rivalry. So. I mean, you know, that cannot lose our focus. You know, obviously, we want to continue to build what we learn from last game and get better, you know, so we can get the win. Obviously, you don't want them to come here and beat us at our home court. We got to protect it. So the rivalry is there, but we just got to focus on ourselves.
Damian Martin, any chance he'd play this week? And if not, what sort of role will he play on Friday night?
I'm not too sure, you know. Damo's been working very hard, actually. He's been watching his eating, which is a true professional, does that, you know. He's been on the court, always active, you know. I don't know his medical status at the moment, so hopefully if he comes back, hopefully he's going to be a big help, you know. We're great. I've been away for a week and I came back and the guys helped me out, you know, to speed up on the things that I wasn't here for practice. So I think we'll do a great job with Damo with that. And he's a leader of the team, so pretty much he's our second coach, so he knows what he's doing when he comes, even if he comes off the bench or start. So that's the good thing about playing with a veteran like that.
How's the training been here? Obviously, it looked like a pretty physical session today.
Yeah, you know, we have eight games, I think, that we play a game, then travel the next day and then play again. So Trev came out and told us that, you know, we're tired, you know, we came back yesterday, that we got to take this as a game. So he made a very tough practice today. But every practice has been tough, you know, especially for us. We didn't perform like we did, like we wanted to in Townsville at the Blitz. So after the Blitz, we really been working hard and we still continue to work hard, you know. That's what's going to get us through the season. You know, guys are tired, but we pushed through it. It's just, you can see the last game we played, you know, it was a close game and then we closed it out real well. So that's why we're practicing so hard. And we have a lot of guys that could play, so that makes it easier.